Again, I'm thanking God for just this opportunity to share His word. And as I was saying, love is very, very special. And, you know, our world would be a much, much better place to live in if we really show the kind of love we do on Valentine's Day. I mean, I was in the supermarket and people I didn't even know would just smile at you and say, Happy Valentine's Day. Wouldn't it be a much, much better world if people carried that love in their heart all the time, and to love like Jesus loved us? And that would be very, very special. That would be a better place for you and I to live, a much better future for our children and our grandchildren. You know, but what we have to show the love of Christ. Who we are in God, it has to come forth. And it shouldn't be hard. It shouldn't be a task. It just should be something that just flows. It should be like getting up in the morning, washing your face, brushing your teeth. You are ready for the day. You are ready to show the love of Christ. That's the kind of love. But thank God that He gives us His sustaining love. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about God's sustaining love. You know, some people say they love you and you know, they after a while it kind of goes away. I don't know, the love just kind of simmers down. And I mean, even through married people, their love started out hot in the beginning, and somewhere along the line, it starts to just dwindle down, get lower and lower and lower. Listen, it doesn't happen overnight. It didn't happen suddenly, but just a little at a time. But when you talk about God's love, His love is that keeping love. His love is everlasting. So that's what I want to talk about briefly, about the God's love. You know, God, he shows us clearly. He proves His love to us, because we know that by Romans 5 and 6, it says, "For when you and I, when we were yet without strength," the Bible says, "in due time, Christ, He died for the ungodly. He died for us." My God. And so, listen, it said, "For scarcely for a righteous man, a man wouldn't even dare to die." No one would really give their life up, even for people who even deserved it. But we didn't deserve it. We were sinners without a God on our side, without hope. But Jesus loved us when we were yet sinners, yet He loved us. Hallelujah. The scripture tells us further that, but God, in spite of the odds that were against us, but God, He commended His love toward us, in that, again, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Aren't you glad about that? Listen, God the Father, He recognized the sad and hopeless and powerless condition of all humanity. And He knew mankind was completely doomed, but thanks be to God, He was willing to pay the ultimate price. Jesus paid the ultimate price with His shed blood, with His life, that you and I can have life, and then life everlasting. God, we're talking about love. God sustaining love. You and I, God sustains us. He keeps us by His love each and every day. Every day we are sustained because He gives His angels charge over us. Plus, even when we say we love the Lord, we want to obey Him. We want to be obedient. We want to please God the Father. Because, see, the Word says with Jesus, when He comes back, He's saying, "Will I find faith on the earth? Will I find those that are love me? Will I find those that are doing my will and for my purpose?" He says, "I'm coming back for those without spot or wrinkle or any such thing." Think about it. He's coming back for those who are watching, waiting, and expecting His arrival. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, the Bible says, what manner of love? What manner of love that the Father has given us, that now He calls us no longer sinners. He calls us sons of God. Right now are we the sons of God, the scripture says to us. Hallelujah. For God, literally, He loves us. He literally is not willing for anyone to be lost, but all who come to repentance and understand and be partakers of His sustaining love, His everlasting love, His unfailing love. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God each and every day. He gives you and I brand new mercies. where would we be without the mercy and the grace of God? We just think about, where would we be without his forgiving grace and mercy? No wonder he's saying goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Hallelujah. And I thank God. He loves each and every one of us individually. He knows us. He knows us. The scriptures, he says, he knows even the hairs that we have on our head. He knows our thoughts afar off. David says, where can I go? Where can I go from God? Where could I go even from the love of God? My Lord, hallelujah, he's always with us. He says, I'll never leave us, never leave you, and never forsake us. But God is with us. He is loving. He's long-suffering. He's extraordinarily patient with us. He gives us chance after chance after chance. Thank God. 26 and 15, he said, but thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and he's gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. And, you know, one part of the scripture says, and God's mercy endures forever. And it tells us again, and the mercy of God endures forever. Isn't that good? That's good news. Hallelujah. And see, God is not slack concerning his promise. Whatever he has said, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, it will come to pass. So he's not slack. Like the Bible says, some men count slackness, but God is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, that we should all have everlasting life. And one other last thing I want to say that about the love of Christ. We talk about God's sustaining love. That means his keeping love. And then, see, he didn't leave us comfortless. Even when Jesus said, I'm going away, but, you know, to prepare a place for you. But if I go away, I'm coming again to receive you unto myself. But in the meantime, he says, if I don't go, then the Comforter will not come. He didn't leave us comfortless. Praise God. He gave us the Holy Spirit, which is the third person in the Godhead. Hallelujah. And he leads us and guides us. And he takes of his own and show it unto us. Praise God. He lifts up Jesus. He magnifies the name of God. That's the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then the scripture says, for the love of Christ, he constraineth us. Yes. And he died for us all. For the love of God, that means he controls, he urges, and he compels us, because we are of the opinion that if he died for one, he died for all. Hallelujah. So we're not to live just for ourselves, but we must die to self and realize that Christ in us is the hope of glory. But Christ has to be in us. He has to be the center of our affection. Christ has to be the center of our attraction. Scripture also tells us, but if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And listen, old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Aren't you glad about it? I am. I'm glad that we are surrounded by God's agape love. We have no excuse not to fall in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. That means, the word agape means love. I mean, there is no greater love than the agape love. Hallelujah. So I'm thanking God that he has given us this kind of love that keeps us in lean times. And God knows we are living in lean times, even right now. Praise God. Right now, we're living in the times. It's turmoil. And every time you turn around, is this happening? That's happening. We need God's sustaining love. Hallelujah. There is no greater love than the love of Jesus. Praise God. Just a second. Excuse me. But I tell you, I praise God. And I'm thanking him for all of you that, again, have taken time out of your busy schedule, your night of romance, but you took, that goes to show, yes, I love the Lord. I'm going to take out time so that God knows I love him. There is a word. We just need to be reminded of how much God loves us. And then not only that word sustaining, that's the love that God keeps us each and every day. No matter what the news headline says, no matter what kind of turmoil is in different parts of the world, but we know that we are kept in store, we are kept in place by the love of God, the power of Jesus. And see, that's why it's so important to have on the whole armor of God. Think about the whole covering of God, the everything that God has given us to win and to fight this battle and to be able to stand. The Bible says so that you're able to stand against the fiery wiles of the enemy, the fiery darts. Hallelujah. But when you're covered with God's love, you're covered with his armor, and you have to keep that on each and every day. We can make it. God is our sustaining love. Great is his faithfulness to you and to me. Praise God. So I'm going to take a moment here, and I want to just pray and seek the And you know, I don't know, every one of you that are on the line, that God knows. He knows all that we are going through. He knows. He knows. He knows. And don't ever think you're alone, because we're not alone. He knows our thoughts. He knows how we feel. He knows about the feelings of our infirmity. We have that kind of God that does, he's ever present. He reminds us that God is our refuge and he's our strength. And he is a present help in the time of trouble. So I just want you to just, whatever your prayer request is tonight, even as you and I, as we are praying, as we approach the throne of grace, we want to give God praise because he is worthy. We want to enter into the gates of thanksgiving and his courts with praise. So we're going to do that, just that tonight. We won't be on here as long as we normally are, but we are just want to give God the quality praise that's due his name. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you. We glorify you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your sustaining love. We thank you, Lord, how you keep us each and every day. We thank you, Lord, even when we don't deserve it, when we miss the mark sometimes, we fall short sometimes. But God, it's your love and your grace and your mercy that lifts us up, hallelujah, that strengthens us, hallelujah, gives us the power to know that I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. God, we thank you. We just want to take the time to say thank you, for you are good. You are good all the time. And hallelujah, God, we just look into you, God, for strength tonight. God, we bless you, Lord. We bless your name, God, in us. We know that there's no good thing that dwells in us, but all the goodness is in you. Hallelujah. Everything that we need, you have given us everything that we need. Hallelujah. Everything according that will sustain us in this life and godliness. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. You are worthy of the praise. We come to thank you, Lord. We come to lift your name tonight. We come, God, to worship you in spirit and in truth. There's nobody like you, Father. There's no other love that's greater than your love. And we bless you tonight. We will bless you at all times, Father, and your praise shall continually be in our mouths. Father, we just bless you, God, because you are our keeper. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the power, our keeping power, sustaining strength. God, even those that are going through bereavement, even on tonight, God, you strengthen their heart. God, comfort. You can comfort like nobody else comforts, Father. Father, hallelujah. God, you know the feelings of our infirmities. You know those that are sick tonight, those that may be on the line that have pain and aching in their bodies, God. Father, we ask you, send your word. Send your healing word. Deliver them and set them free, because by your stripes, we are healed. Glory to your name. It's by your stripes, God, that we have sustained and that we are able to be delivered and set free. Father, I thank you right now. Jesus, you said he that the Son sets free, that we are free indeed. That's why we can praise you. That's why we can worship you in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father, send forth your healing angels that would touch them right now. Touch everyone under the sound of my voice, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Those, God, that have pain, and just there are people that who have that neuropathy. Speak to it, Father. Speak to it. Speak to that neuropathy. Hallelujah. That draw out that pain. God, Jesus, you're able to fix it. You're able to heal that foot. You're able to set them free, God. Move by your spirit, God. By your word, we are healed. Hallelujah. We know that healing belongs to us, God. So encourage, God. You know who they are. Hallelujah. Encourage their hearts. Lift their spirit. Hallelujah. Some have got bad diagnosis today. Father God, strengthen, uplift, God. God, help us to turn our attention. Help us to turn our attention to you. And help us, God, strengthen our faith. Faith, we know it is the substance of things hoped for. And is the evidence of things we can't even see. But, God, we believe it. Because you said that we ask anything in your name, according to your will. You said that we believe it and doubt not in our hearts. We can have it. So we praise you in advance. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you, God, with humble hearts. God, we bless you, God, because we look to you, God. We look to you. You are the author. You're the finisher of our faith. You that have begun a good work in us, you're able to keep us and sustain us. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for every person on this line tonight, that you would strengthen their hearts. You would heal them where they need healing. You would strengthen them where they're weak, God. Hallelujah. God, we bless you. We bless you because we thank you, God, in advance that there's nothing lacking, nothing broken. But God, you know how to fix us. You know how to make us where we need to, what we need to be made. Hallelujah. Praise God. We bless you, God. We thank you for our family. We thank you, Lord, even on this Valentine's Day. We thank you for our family. We thank you for our spouses. We thank you for our close friends. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We pray, God, even for the mother of our church, Mother Dolores Lickens, her father, Father Walter Brown. God, we thank you for every member of the Petersville Baptist Church. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, that you are keeping them, strengthening them, drawing them closer to you, God. God, we are living in the end times where the enemy is on a rampage. But God, we don't have to worry about that. But we know that we need to keep our hearts stayed on you, keep our mind stayed on you, because you said that you would keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. So God, we thank you. God, we're looking for a special blessing tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know what everybody needs tonight. I don't know what the things that they lack, but God, we pray that everything is filled. Every request is made. God, whether if it's finances, God, we believe you, God, that you will sustain us, that you will give us supernatural favor, supernatural monies that's coming to us, God, not only to us, but it's going to be a blessing to others, that we can bless others for your kingdom, Father. We speak it by faith. We thank you, God, that we are living testimonies, that we are living epistles as to what you can do, God. We thank you, Lord. You have demonstrated yourself to us time and time again. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. God, we thank you even every day that you allow us to wake up, that God, the alarm clock didn't wake us up. Father God, but we know but your touch of love that woke us up this morning. Not only that, you gave us strength. Maybe there was some pain, but God, you still strengthened us. We were able to clothe ourselves. We were able, we had food to eat. God, we thank you. We had a job to go to. We had everything that we need to sustain us tonight, and we bless you for that. If we be faithful over small things, God, you will make us ruler over much. Hallelujah. So we bless you. We speak the blessings of the Lord upon everyone on this line, even everyone that's connected to us, that needs to be saved, that needs deliverance, that needs soul healing. God, we believe you, God. We believe you, God, that souls that need to be saved, that you will draw them in, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, it's for your will. It is for your glory, God. You bless us up that we may bless somebody else. And Father, that we give your name the praise. We give your name the full glory, and we give you honor tonight. You are so worthy. You are so worthy. Hallelujah, God, you are so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. My God, we worship you. We worship you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, you are a sustainer, and we praise you. Oh, my God, we thank you. We love you, God. There's nobody like you. Hallelujah. We say thank you, God. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We bless you at all times. Oh, my God. We give ourselves wholeheartedly to you, God. You keep doing great things for us. Wherein we are happy, we are glorifying you, God, because you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. God, just your presence is everything. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your loving, sustaining power. And we thank you for strength tonight. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord, and we worship you in spirit. Hallelujah. We worship you in truth. Hallelujah. We worship you because of who you are. So God, we praise you and we say thank you. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We praise you tonight. We want you all to come on and praise God. Glory to God. If the Lord has done anything for you, go ahead and give him the praise. Hallelujah. Yes, go ahead and give God the praise. Yes, yes, he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We bless him. Hallelujah. We bless him at all times, God. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you because we know who you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. There's none like you. Glory to God. We glorify your name. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance tonight. And we praise you, Lord, just for who you are. Oh, God, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. So I just want to thank you all. Hallelujah. There's somebody still giving the praise. That's all right. Still giving the praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just praise him for allowing me to come on this prayer line again tonight. We thank God for this prayer line. We're asking you to continue to pray for this prayer line. Not only pray, but be able to share. Share it with somebody else. That's what it's about. That's what kingdom building is about. Share this. Invite someone else to come and hear the word of God that they may be blessed. Their lives may be enriched. Amen. So we praise God. We're going to say enjoy the rest of your Valentine's night. Be blessed of the Lord. We thank you because we are favorite of God. And I hope that you all enjoy your evening and just continue to be blessed. Is that all right? And I say God bless you. Pray for us and we'll pray for you. We love you. And we're going to say good night. God bless you.
Good night. God bless you. Yeah.